Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest episode of Red Men Bite Size. It is Thursday, January the 4th, 2024. Make sure I get that right. My name is Dan Club. I'm here to run you through all the latest news in the world of Liverpool Football Club. And we begin with transfer talk, as always. And it's around Gonçalo Inácio, a name that just continues to do the rounds when it comes to the Reds. And obviously now it's January. That means it's just been heightened that little bit extra as well. Gonçalo Inácio. Liverpool have reportedly sent their initial €30 million proposal for Gonçalo Inácio to Sporting, and it claims that they are the club most interested in the young Portuguese player. This comes from Jorge Das Transferencias. There we go. 22-year-old, 3 goals in 23 appearances this season. Interestingly enough, I spoke to Portuguese football expert Aaron Barton on Inácio this week, and he basically described an incredible footballer and one that is primed, very much ready for a move to the Premier League. Obviously, there's interest from Arsenal as well. And a lot of the early reports this month are playing down Liverpool's activity in the January transfer window, which is no great surprise because I think we're all relatively content with where we're at right now. Obviously, top of the league, FA Cup third round to come, semi-final Carabao Cup, through to knockout phase Europa League as well. So there's not a lot to complain about. But I do also believe that a lot of Liverpool fans have one eye on the defensive situation in particular, given the fact that obviously John Matip's out for the remainder of the season. He's out of contract at the end of the season as well, and who knows what the future looks like for him. Virgil van Dijk has been absolutely outstanding, but can he play every single minute, every single game? Potentially not. Joe Gomez, once again, has turned a corner in his Liverpool career. I think he's been brilliant of late, particularly acting as left back. But that versatility is a brilliant thing in one hand, but also a negative in the other, because whilst he's covering somewhere else, he can't be one of your backup centre backs. And Ibrahim Konate also, wonderful footballer. His ceiling is incredibly, incredibly high when it comes to his ability. But there's this ongoing issue with his availability, whether it be he's actually out injured or Liverpool are just sort of protecting him and not playing him too much to avoid injury. Whichever way, you just can't get the best out of him all the time. And the other one in this conversation, of course, is Joel Quanta, who's emerged and been absolutely outstanding every time he's been called upon, essentially. But he's still very young, he's still developing, he's still learning on the job. So I think there is definitely potential room for another centre-back. I think the return of Nat Phillips has been sort of touted as one of the options for Liverpool when it comes to strengthening that department and bolstering the options available. I'm not convinced by that myself. This is Anfield. David Lynch has claimed that Liverpool are considering keeping Nat Phillips around as potential backup option for the centre-back. But when you've come off a loan spell at Celtic, which seen you make only 8 appearances, you struggle to get regular game time up there. Are you then a viable option for Liverpool side that's chasing Premier League glory, etc., etc.? Potentially, and he's done a job forward before. Of course he has, I'm well aware of that. And he's never really let Liverpool down either. But for his own personal sake, at 26 now, for me, he should be a regular somewhere. He should be playing week in, week out at a good level football club, not necessarily being the fourth stroke fifth choice at Liverpool anymore. But listen, it is what it is. And if he does stick around, I'm sure once again he'll do a brilliant job when called upon, whatever that may be. But yeah, my preference would certainly be for Liverpool to go and do a little bit of business. And Inácio, given the fact he's got all these claws, given the fact he's clearly a player Liverpool have had their eye on for some time, I think he makes loads and loads of sense. He's left-footed. He's not necessarily a natural left-back, but the way Liverpool go about their business now with Trent wandering into midfield, he'd become part of a back three anyway, which is something he is definitely used to for Sporting. So yeah, already a Portugal international. He's got 5 caps for them. And Fabrizio Romano's commented on the rumours as well. He said that he's a player Liverpool have scouted for a long time. So whilst he has claimed nothing is concrete there yet and there's no real active movement on the Inacio front, Liverpool are definitely keen. And like I say, for me, it's one Liverpool should be looking to do in the not too distant future.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Next up is Mohamed Salah talk, actually. And for once, we're not talking about him potentially leaving Liverpool Football Club, which is an absolute blessing, albeit he has left for AFCON, which is not a blessing, it's far from it. But there is a report from Football Transfers claiming that Mohamed Salah is inching closer to signing a new contract with Liverpool Football Club. Now, I think that'd be music to everybody's ears. He's out of contract next summer, of course, and there is that massive lingering Saudi interest in taking him to the Saudi Pro League, which obviously reared its ugly head in the summer just gone, and I think we were all panicking, thinking we might lose Mohamed Salah close to deadline day, which would have been a nightmare scenario, but didn't happen, and he's been absolutely outstanding so far this season. 18 goals, 9 assists and 27 appearances across all competitions. Just, if you needed it, it's further evidence as to why Mohamed Salah is one of the best footballers in the world. And I think we'd all hope and wish that he would sign a new deal to stick around for the next couple of years at least, and hopefully forever, of course. But I think a lot of people, and rightfully so, have got this nagging concern that if the Saudi interest does return and the crazy money that was getting spoken about, the £150, £200 million bids were to come on the table, it becomes a very difficult one for Liverpool to look away from, because ultimately he's either got to sign a new deal or you sell him. Essentially, there's another option, which is letting him go for free in 18 months' time, but I don't see that as being a viable one, personally, and that's not to say he wouldn't continue to be brilliant for Liverpool, because he absolutely would. I've got no doubt about that whatsoever. He is the consummate professional. He's absolutely evergreen. He's showing no signs of deterioration whatsoever, but from a business point of view, which is what football is in a lot of senses now, yes, the actual football side of things is massively important, but you know, you need money to act, you need money in the transfer market and stuff like that. I don't know whether Liverpool would be in a position to turn down £150 million, £250 million if Mohamed Salah wasn't going to be signing a new deal, and therefore letting him walk away for free in 18 months doesn't feel a very wise decision. And it's something Liverpool haven't been great at in recent time as well. I think Sadio Mane, Gini Wijnaldum and others all left the club either for below their market value or indeed for absolutely nothing. So yeah, one to keep an eye on. Again, I'd love them to sign a new deal. Of course I would. Hopefully this report is absolutely bang on the money and that is the case. Touched on it before, but yeah, David Lynch has claimed Liverpool are considering retaining that Phillips for the second half of the season following his return from a difficult loan spell at Celtic. There's also a report coming from Italy that claims the Reds are in the front row for Danish centre midfielder Morten Frendrup. Now it claims Juventus are also keen. He's 22 years old, he's got 5 assists in 20 appearances so far this season. He's very versatile, he plays centre mid, defensive midfielder, left midfield and right midfield, so can play across the midfield department. But yeah, another one to potentially keep an eye on. I don't see us doing any business in the midfield this window anyway. And Christian Falk has claimed that Liverpool will sit down with Jörg Schmadtke across March or April to talk about a potential extension to his stay at Anfield. Obviously, I think it's fair to say he's done a good job so far in difficult circumstances. Remains to be seen what he can get done over this window. That includes exits as well, because I think we're all anticipating quite a few loan moves out, at least. I think Fabio Carvalho, Reece Williams, potentially Nat Phillips as well, could all be on the way out of the club for loans. So yeah, remains to be seen what Schmadtke can get done in January. But Liverpool, by all accounts, are pleased with the job he's done. Jurgen Klopp likewise. So it'll be interesting to see if he does stick around beyond this window and into the summer, etc. So yeah, just a quick recap on the news then before I do wrap up and give you a chance to have a listen to our offer. Liverpool have reportedly sent their first proposal for Gonçalo Inácio. They are the club most interested in the young Portuguese player. Mohamed Salah is reportedly inching closer to signing a new contract with Liverpool Football Club as well. Nat Phillips could be sticking around for the rest of the season after returning from his loan spell at Celtic. The Reds are in the front row for Danish centre midfielder Morten Frendrup. That one comes from Italy, and Tuto Mercato. And Jörg Schmadtke could be sitting down with the club in March or April over talk to extend his stay at Anfield. That one is according to Christian Falk of Bild, of course. Now, that leaves me with time to tell you about our 3-month offer. If you use code KLOP, that's KLOPP, you will get Redmen Plus for free. Now, and that is an absolute no-brainer, because not only is it January and you get all our transfer content, I've done a show with Aaron Barton, as I mentioned earlier on, about Gonçalo Inácio, so you get that plus everything else, plus our Christmas two-part special, the 50 greatest Liverpool signings. So if you head to redmenplus.com, sign up using the code KLOP, you will get a month for absolutely free. And of course, there's matchday content to come. There's all our evergreen stuff, including the Bobby Doc and all that good stuff. You know what it's all about. If you've seen the Bobby Doc on YouTube, you'll know just how amazing that is. So check out the other episodes and indeed the interviews in full on Redmen Plus for free. What's not to love about that? So yeah, hopefully next time I speak to you all, Liverpool have done a little bit of business or on the cusp of doing so, because Liverpool are on the cusp of doing something incredible this season. And personally, I think a transfer here and there could just push us over the edge. But yeah, until then, stay safe. I'll speak to you again very, very soon. Take it easy.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both as twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in...
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.